Green Zone, Damian Locker. Day three of my solo run during this bye week. Jamie will be back next week. Got a big show for you today. RJ Choppy will continue our preview of the upcoming NFL season. I always enjoy chatting with him. He's out of Dallas. I was looking at the questions I have for him, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. We're going to spend half the interview talking about Jerry Jones. But that's what it is. Cowboy fans are used to it. Like, you get it. He dominates the conversation. And oddly, we'll be chatting with Dave Naylor about, well, more than smelling salts, but I want his take on this whole thing that's happening in the NFL and whether or not it's going to eke its way up into the CFL. So we'll touch base with him. And then the head coach of the Regina Thunder is also on the program today as their season gets going this coming Sunday. It's also Sid the Kid's birthday today. So what do we do? Do we sing here? I don't know. I don't think you guys want me singing. Let's just get going. 38. Happy birthday, Sid.
Let's go!
And now, the starting lineup.
The big stories of the day, and we'll start with the Jays. Another sweep for Toronto.
First pitch to Schneider is tagged. Out to left field, and it's gone. Deep center field, back to the wall, it is gone. A three-run homer for Schneider, a multi-homer game for him. Bo lifts the ball, right center field, racing back. Freeman pulling up at the fence, it is gone. Swing and a deep drive, that ball is out of here. Guerrero reaches. Lucas lining one toward left field, and there's the first out of the inning. Tagging from third time. France is coming home to score, and the Blue Jays have a new franchise record in runs in a series. Clement to left field, and that ball is gone.
Jays continue to roll. The score last night, 20-1. Schneider got two home runs, five in the game. Bichette got one. Clement got one, and Vladdy got a dinger as well. The Jays now have nine sweeps on the season. Their season series record for sweeps is 13. Easy for you to say. That's a little pickup pile of peppers, isn't it? Which they could beat this year if they get, well, obviously a handful more here. They have 15 more series before the end of the season, before the playoffs. So we'll keep an eye on that. 19 is the major league record, by the way. First sweep against the Rockies since 2013. The Blue Jays kick off a series in Los Angeles against the Dodgers tomorrow, so they got the day off. Just a couple of other notes about that game yesterday. Unbelievable. So a couple of records they broke. The Jays broke a three-game franchise hits record with 63 hits in those three games in Colorado. And the most runs as well, 45. The 63 is a three-game series, modern era major league record as well, surpassing 62 hits by the St. Louis Browns. That was back in June 1950, and they were playing Boston at the time. And we have a Canadian in the finals at the National Bank Open in Montreal.
It's Samboko's night in Montreal. What a journey this has been. And she's a real star. At 18 years of age, she's through here in Montreal to her first WTA final in an absolute epic.
You almost run out of superlatives, don't you? How on earth was she able to turn that match around?
Unbelievable. I know I'm watching. I was telling this story to Lisa. In the last hour, my wife picked me up. We went and golfed yesterday, and I got in the car, and she says, are you following the tennis match? So a lot of people are watching this young Vicky. She is an 18-year-old phenom. She's from Toronto. This tournament is in Montreal, so she's doing this in her home country as well, loving it. This is her first final, like we heard there. Vicky is ranked at 85 before this tournament. If she wins tomorrow, she'll be in the top 25 in the world. I think number 25 is where they're speculating that she'll land if she can beat Osaka, who is Naomi Osaka, who's from Japan, who is making a bit of a comeback in her career. She's 27 right now. So we'll keep an eye on that. This is the last Canadian to get to the finals in the National Bank Open was Bianca back in 2019, and she beat Serena Williams. I remember watching that as well. By the way, that starts at 4 o'clock, so I'll make sure that I keep an eye on that through the course of the day today. Are you going to be watching that? I'm curious, actually. Fire me a note. I'm very interested to see. Listen, I don't watch a lot of tennis. I don't follow it very closely. But right now, I mean, I think a lot of people are. 877-332-8255. I'd love your thoughts on that. We'll move over to the CFL. We kick off week 10 tonight with a Thursday nighter, baby. Jamie's not here, so I'm not playing the rec laws. That's his thing. We'll leave that with the president of the Reckless Fan Club. Lions Tie Cats highlight. Tonight, SGA actually is in the building, and it's a sellout. We've got, this is a bit of foreshadowing for the show today. Luke Wilson made a bet with a fan about a sellout. And I don't know the stats on sellouts in Hamilton for the Tie Cat games, but I don't think they have a lot of them, and they got one tonight, so good for them. And they've got the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander rally towels that they're handing out, and he's going to be at the game. This is definitely the marquee matchup of the week. The Lions are coming off the bye week. BC is 3-5 on the season right now, and they fell to Hamilton at home just before the bye week, and it was a close game. So Nathan Rourke and the BC Lions are coming on here as of late. The Tie Cats have won 6 straight, so they're rolling as well. So this will be a good game. That's a 5:30 start there. We'll move on to the NFL. I'm not going to be watching Squid Game tonight. I'll tell you that. We got too much to watch. So the 3 games tonight are Colts, Ravens. We'll be keeping an eye on that because Ajo might see some action for the Colts. So that's interesting. Bengals, Eagles. Of course, you got last year's Super Bowl champions, Raiders and Seahawks, and then 3 games tomorrow. The interesting matchup tomorrow outside of Lions and the Falcons, Commanders, the Patriots, is the Browns and the Panthers, because, and I don't know why this is, a fourth string quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, is making headlines and getting a lot of attention, and we'll all be paying attention to that to see what kind of an impact he has in that game, because it could go a long way to moving him up the depth chart if he does well. I have absolutely no idea how he's going to fare tomorrow. My guess is he's going to be a little bit nervous and maybe a little clunky on the front end of the game, and then maybe put it together for the back end. That's my thought on it. And we've got some local ball as well. The playoffs are on for the WCBL. Charge! Moose Jaw beat the Saskatoon Berries in their opener. 6-4 was the final, so that was a bit of a surprise. They play again tonight in Moose Jaw, and then the Regina Red Sox took their opener over Medicine Hat, and that was in Medicine Hat, 4-2 final there. Game 2 tonight in Regina. Local ball, if you're interested, 7 o'clock start at Cary Fields. So there you go. Local ball to talk about. We're going to play a little game, and I think everybody gets the rules of Would You Rather. If not, I'll explain them next. That this came down the pipe from our producer, Scotty the producer. It's his idea, and we'll set you up here in just a bit. And ever since he brought this up, I have been twisting on this right out of the gates. I started twisting on this. I am very conflicted, so it's a perfect Would You Rather. That's next on the Green Zone, 980 CGME and 650 CKOM. Okay, you can stop texting. I thought I'd leave that for Jamie, but apparently about 15 of you are quite upset with me for not playing the rec clause on a Thursday. I'm going to say something that might upset a few of you, and I'm okay with it. I'm going to say it anyway. Not a huge fan of that song. Maybe I need to see them live. I don't know. I'm just not on the same page with the rec laws and that song as is Jamie Nye. So I thought I'd make it hit, but there you go. All the texts came in. You wanted to hear it. There it is. I've done it. Tick. We're not playing it again. This is the Green Zone. I'm Locker. Jamie's back next week. He takes the bye weeks off in the summer. Scotty, the producer, dropped this. Actually, Scotty, before we explain the Would You Rather, I need you to explain to me what Ocho is.
Oh, ESPN 8, the Ocho. August 8th. Yeah, it's this wild channel that they put on like once a year where it's just all these wacky sports. Like right now, it's the Slippery Stairs competition, World Championships. We saw
this
the donk
so
toss.
Stupid.
We saw the donk toss where you're just flipping inflatable donkeys for points. We saw the T-Rex races. I've seen table hockey championships. Like this is the most alternative, wacky sports you can find that they play air once a year. It's on TSN 5 currently right now.
And where are these sports? Is it in North America primarily, or is it all over the world?
It looks like all these ones are in the States right now.
Okay.
And it's all brand new content. So they're just crowning the adult co-ed Slippery Stairs champion right now.
It reminds me a little of the movie Dodgeball with the bad commentary and the whole nine yards. It's quite entertaining.
Well, I think that's where it came from, because in that movie,
yeah,
the commentators, they, you know,
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, ESPN, yeah. The Ojo.
Yeah,
you know, so
very funny.
Oh, it's great.
I've never heard of it until you came running today and go, I can't believe we're missing the Ocho. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Have you hit your head?
Yeah, they had the blimp races on earlier. The Goodyear blimp lost out by a nose.
Just out of curiosity, do they just create these stupid sports for this day? Or is this stuff that has actually gone on in the past and might actually be a ridiculous sport in some neck of the woods somewhere?
Oh, for sure. Like, this is lower-level cornhole, right? Like, there's cornhole championships, but there's championships of whatever wackiness that's out there.
You know what I used to do on the old show is we did the locker room illegal lawn darts tournament every year.
Oh, yeah.
That would have applied.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. You could be on ESPN right now.
I could be on ESPN. I'm going to send them a note. We had the whole thing. We had like 50 teams come out every year, and it kept getting bigger and bigger. It was a lot of fun. But I had to bring in the darts illegally from the UK.
Ooh, sketchy.
Yeah, it was. Well, that's why we called it the illegal lawn darts tournament.
Yeah, it's very all literal. Right.
Maybe I'll bring it back here, and we'll do a green zone version of it.
Let's do it.
All right. Okay, so let's explain Would You Rather first off, okay? So the rules of Would You Rather are very simple. You get two choices, and quite often the choice between the two is quite difficult. That's why it's a Would You Rather. And you don't get to bend the rules. You have to pick one or the other. That's why I'm struggling with this one big time. So this is what Scotty the producer came up with, and we're going to throw this at you. I want you thinking about this, okay? Would you rather watch a Riders Grey Cup game or a Game 7 Toronto Blue Jays World Series game? You can't pick one or the other. Now here's my question for you. And this is why I wanted to bring you on. Is this television at home on my couch, or is this in the stadium?
Oof. I hate to do the either or, but let's say it's this year. With these two teams that we've got going on right now, the Red Hot Riders are 7-1. The Blue Jays are lighting up like never before. If it's this year, would you rather see the Riders win the Grey Cup or the Blue Jays
win the World Series? Keeping the option open of...
Yeah, wherever you want.
Couch or in the stadium?
You got to pick one, though. What are you watching? What do you want?
Can you give me more time?
I mean, we're here until 6, so you've got until 6 to figure it out. But yeah, it's a tough one, and that's why it's easy. But you got to pick one. You have to pick one.
Okay. All right. So start thinking about that. We want you to weigh in on that. The text phone line, Green Zone fan line, 877-332-8255. I'm going to put you on the spot. What are you picking?
This might not go over well because we're the Green Zone, but I personally am picking the Blue Jays winning the World Series. And here's my reasoning.
Well, hold on. Back up.
Yep.
I know it's a win. I'm watching a win.
Yep.
Now I gotta decide between a Riders Grey Cup victory and a Game 7 World Series Blue Jays
That's
win.
Right.
Oh.
Here's my reason.
I don't like knowing the result of the game before I sit down, though.
But you're going to be happy either
way,
right?
It's a would you rather. Yeah.
So we haven't seen the World Series being won by the Blue Jays since 1993, where I was a younger fella. I was like 12.
I was in college.
But as an adult, when this show started in 2013, Jamie and I watched the Saskatchewan Rough Riders win the Grey Cup at home with Darian Durant, the greatest quarterback of all time, in my opinion. leading this team to a Grey Cup championship in Regina.
So you've seen it, so you're picking the Blue Jays because you haven't seen that in your lifetime.
In my adult lifetime, I need
to see it. Okay, you get a pass. You get a pass. All right. Okay, so start thinking about that. And again, the Green Zone fan line, 877-332-8255. Our Green Zone NFL preview continues with a look at the Dallas Cowboys, RJ Choppy, who covers the Cowboys live on the Fan in Dallas every day, standing by 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. This is the Green Zone, Jamie and Locker. Jamie's back next week. So I didn't play the rec laws. Then I got hammered with texts because I didn't play the rec laws. And then I played the rec laws because I caved to the pressure from the texts that I didn't play it. And now I've got 40 texts complaining that I played the rec laws. This is one of those no-win situations. But I did get this text from Mark in Pilot Butte. Locker didn't like the rec laws either because of the CFL song. So it hasn't been on the CFL for a couple of years now. They dumped it. And I do remember it when it was a thing on Thursday nights, and I didn't get it either. And then I saw them live at Buffalo Days. They are excellent. New fan here. So I'm going to hold off my any further judgment on the rec laws until I see them live, which is kind of what I thought. So I appreciate the text, Mark. We'll get into our preview here again of the NFL season, the upcoming NFL season. We're focusing on the Dallas Cowboys right now with our friend RJ Choppy, who covers the team for the Fan in Dallas. RJ, thank you for your time today, my friend.
Sure thing. How we doing?
Good, good. By the way, I must follow on Twitter. Look him up if you are a Cowboys fan or if you're a sports fan. Let's jump into the Micah Parsons situation. Have you got any updates at all? I know he's going to practice, but he's not taking part is the last I heard.
Yeah, that's true. He's showing up. He's he's got his jersey on most of the time. You know, sometimes just a hoodie, but he's got his jersey on. He's out there. He's not doing anything. I mean, every now and then he'll pick up a helmet, do a drill, but he's certainly not doing anything. With the team. That said, there is I did see today that, the first 20 minutes, he wasn't there, neither was Jerry Jones. Does that mean they were working on a contract? Does that mean they were having a discussion? Were they both, did they both have the same bad food the night before and they were just the bad? I have no idea, right? Like, they could be anywhere. But they weren't there prior to the start.
RJ, do you think, I heard somebody say this, do you think Jerry Jones enjoys this drama?
Define enjoy, because does he enjoy being talked about? Yeah, he enjoys being talked about. The thing, he'll bite back and he'll say they talk about us anyway. So I don't need the attention, and he's probably right. They talk about him anyway. So yeah, I think he enjoys. He definitely enjoys negotiation.
Yeah,
right. He definitely enjoys that. He definitely enjoys the back and forth on that. So. Yeah, you can make a case that he enjoys the back and forth. Does he enjoy the scrutiny? No, I mean, he enjoys, being relevant. But again, the Cowboys are going to be talked about anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. So here's my question. So if this is a tactic, and I hate the fact that we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys and we spend the first half of the conversation talking about Jerry Jones, but if this is a tactic, it doesn't always work out well for him. He ends up paying more for players after he goes through a dance, song and dance like this with a player. And obvious. And the other thing that's crazy about it is that he's the best in the league at what he does. Like, what do you do? Why are you messing with this player?
Right.
So it doesn't make a lot of sense to football fans. And I must drive Dallas Cowboy fans crazy, right?
Oh, it does. It does. Now listen, the Cowboys will tell you that they actually save money by doing it this way, because philosophically, they look at it and they see, I'm paying more, but by waiting, I'm keeping them on their old contract longer. And that in turn is, it's like, it's a lower number. They say we're not counting the lower number that they're keeping them on. Okay. I'll bite. I mean, I'm not smart enough to know that. Jerry's certainly a good businessman. I have no idea I failed out of business school before my sophomore year. So I wouldn't be able to really fight him back on that one. But it drives Cowboy fans nuts.
Yeah.
Because they want they just want to have a good football team. They just want Micah in camp. That's it.
Are you and your partner, Shannon, are you guys still doing a weekly hit with Jerry?
Yeah, we start back here, I guess, 2 weeks maybe.
That's must watch. Those are fantastic. I love it when you guys are on with Jerry. Let's jump into something positive. What do you like about this team right now, RJ?
Well, they got all their parts outside of Micah. You know, like everybody's healthy. That's number one. You know, the quarterback is healthy. If the quarterback's healthy, they're going to have a chance to make the playoffs. If he's not healthy, they're going to pray. They're going to pray that Joe Milton can read the defense. They're going to pray that Joe Milton progresses. They're going to pray that everybody else on the team stays healthy and they're good enough to sneak in. So that's what there is to like. I mean, this still is a good football team. For the most part, there's a lot of the same parts that won 12 games a couple years ago. You got your quarterback, got an offensive line that if Tyler Booker plays to his potential that they think he can, then you got to use a good offensive line. If you have a good offensive line, this team has a chance because this team is based, and a lot of teams are, you know, this. I mean, they're based off how good their offensive line is, how good their quarterback is.
Yeah.
If you can protect the quarterback and he can play well, then you're going to be a good team. And that's what they like about it right now.
So Dak is healthy, right? How does he look? Are there positive things coming out of camp?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we were trying to see, you know, how it's tough because you see him stand next to Joe Milton and throw, and it looks like one of them's throwing with the wrong hand, and it's not Joe Milton. Like, Joe's arm is so strong, and Dak, like, compared to him, looks like he's, like, you know, fluttering that football out there. But he's so on time. He reads defenses really, really well. Dak looks pretty good in camp so far. Cowboys aren't going to worry about that. You know, it's, you know, can he stay healthy? And that's been his problem for the last five seasons.
Our preview of the upcoming NFL season continues. This time around, we're focusing on the Dallas Cowboys with RJ Choppy, who covers the Cowboys in Dallas on 105.3, the Fan in Dallas. RJ, quickly, just boots on the ground, fans, were they wanting to help pack for Mike McCarthy, or are they going to be disappointed that he's gone?
You know, I think a little bit of both. There was definitely a split fan base. There was a lot of the fan base that, you know, they wanted him gone. They wanted a change. They wanted somebody new. There was definitely that. You know, I work with a couple of guys in the station that were, you know, big on getting rid of Mike. I liked Mike. I didn't want to see Mike going there. I thought Mike was a good coach. So I was not thrilled. I do think that some of those people, they're never going to say they want Mike back because they just don't think it was working. And that's fine. I mean, like, that's fine. I think so far, the returns on Schottenheimer are positive.
Okay.
He seems like a good culture guy. He seems like a good dude. You know, whether or not the team plays well, we have no idea. We have no idea. If you want to state the case that it just wasn't working with Mike, you know, that's okay. I'm not going to fight you on it. I would disagree because, I mean, they went 12-5 3 years in a row. And, you know, like what's not working about that? That's working pretty good to me. They had a bad year. They had a bad year last year. There's no doubt about it. But early returns on Shoddy are pretty positive.
So just taking a look at the upcoming schedule for the Dallas Cowboys, and it's tough because you're one of those teams where they're going to want to put you in those high-profile spots. And you're going to be, you know, you're going to be doing those high profile television games. And I'm thinking that this is probably a tougher schedule than you've had in past years. Is that sort of a storyline, you know, leading into the season, RJ?
Well, it is, because you look at the schedule, it is heavily backloaded. You've got to be 7-3. If you want to have a chance at making the postseason, there are a minimum of five losses in the final 7 or 8 weeks of the season. Like, that is a brutal stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Philadelphia in there. They got Washington in there. They got Detroit in there. They got the Chargers. I mean, that's nightmarish.
The Chiefs? So, I think you got a Chiefs in that run as well, too.
Yeah. I think so. I think so. Like, good luck, right? Good luck with that. So they gotta be 7-3 if they want to have a prayer. It's a gauntlet. Now, look, I mean, everything changed. We have no idea how those teams are going to look. Washington could go back to being Washington again. Detroit could have an injury bug that they had last year. You never know, right? You never know. Chiefs didn't play great during the regular season. But on paper, it looks like it's pretty tough.
I can't believe I'm actually having smelling salts conversations. Is that something you guys have been dealing with on the show, RJ?
I mean, I bring them to work every day, don't you?
I don't know what it is with my constitution, but I did them once, and I remember thinking, I'm never going to do that again. Like that, I was a one-and-done guy.
Yeah, they're brutal. No, I don't do them. I never do those. I didn't know that was going to be a topic of conversation, but I'm pretty surprised. Like the fact that they're going to ban them, but they're not going to ban them. You got to bring your own stash. It's like, what? What? Can you lace them? Like, what if I were to lace them? You know, like, wouldn't that be like against the rules? But I laced it with some PED that makes me Superman for the next hour.
You know, you're not wrong. I had a similar thought today. I'm like, you're leaving this up to the players now. Like, you trust? Yeah. I mean, what's one of the dumbest things you can do as a professional athlete? And we hear about it weekly. Gambling. Like, how often do these guys gamble on their own sport and get caught doing it? You think you trust them with a bag of smelling salts walking into the stadium? You nailed it. This is a very interesting conversation.
I know, man. It's pretty wild. Like we don't trust these guys with anything, and we're gonna trust them with this. We've seen enough guys take the wrong, you know, stuff at the GNC store or whatever. Now you're gonna say let them bring their own smelling salts in. These are people that will take, you know, professional athletes will literally take every advantage they can get. That's what they're designed to do.
Yeah,
and you're gonna leave the integrity of the smelling salts in their hand.
Actually, when I did smelling salts, it was hockey, and we had a guy on the team that did them all the time, and everyone was very curious about it. And it came a topic of conversation. So I tried one, and it just about knocked me off the bench. And I was like, "What is this? Is just ridiculous. I can't even wrap my head around why this is a good idea." And his comment to me was, and I'm pretty sure you know this already, those aren't even the strong ones. And I'm like, there's stronger ones? Like, I felt like somebody had punched me square in the face. And there's different levels of this. So you bring up a very interesting point about, because you know some guy's going to find a way to get these on the black market now or something, and they're going to have some weird thing concoction in them. Yeah, I didn't even think of that until you mentioned it. The only other thing I want to bring up with you, RJ, quickly, is whether you're pro or con Hawkeye.
Hawkeye,
the technology for following the ball.
Oh, the first down technology thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's crazy that in the year 2025 we were still using chain linked old men to run across the field to measure out the football. But like at the end of the day, we still need to have somebody spot it, right? Like I'm interested to see how it actually works. So yes, I am pro. You know, more technology, better. But also, like, I don't like the fact that we're completely removing the human element. I don't want things to get too technical either. I hate the technicality of replay, where it's like overly technical, and it's like, okay, that's not what this. When we were in the backyard playing, that was a catch.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to muddy that. I like it, but I need to see it in reality.
Well, the only thing that I like about it is, because I'm kind of on a similar path with you. I kind of think there's applications for this technology, but if it's not going to speed the game up, then I don't see the point. But the Hawkeye technology, for the downs and marking it off on the fields is, from what I've heard, is apparently instantaneous, and they've been giving it a bit of a test run in some of the preseason games, and I guess it's going to be up and running for the regular season, but they're still going to have the old guy with the limp and the chains, so we're not losing that.
No, you need that. You need the guy that has, like, the, you can see the knee brace through the pants just rolling out there, just trying his hardest to run those 30 yards to get to the midfield. You need that.
Yeah, I mean, they need exercise, right, RJ? Yeah.
Yeah, we all do.
Listen.
Once you're over 40, you can't stop moving.
Listen, my friend, I really appreciate your time today, as always, and hopefully we'll be in touch soon. All right, go Cowboys.
Yes, sir, my pleasure.
That's RJ Choppy, and again, covers the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas on The Fan. And like I said, he is a must follow on Twitter, RJ Choppy. If you're a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, or even you're just a sports fan, as you can tell from the conversation that we just had. This day in sports history on the Green Zone up next. Shaq joins the NBA, and Barry Bonds breaks one of the most prestigious records in baseball. That's next. 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
This day in sports history on the Green Zone will start with August 7th, 1992, and the Orlando Magic signed Shaquille O'Neal.
Three timeouts left. The Lakers have two. Bryant to Shaq.
And every time you send out a picture of you, you got a hashtag OnlyFans.
No, listen.
Do you know what OnlyFans is?
Whatever picture you send out, just hashtag OnlyFans.
No, listen to him.
For OnlyFans of mine?
No, listen to him.
Oh, fantastic. Had to include a clip from his Inside the NBA, which, by the way, he actually makes basketball fun. I enjoy their program. Also on this day, August 7th, 2007, Barry Bonds breaks a record.
Any confidence that he will be on the field against Philadelphia?
Again, no. Absolutely not.
That is not Barry Bonds breaking a record.
Deals. And Bonds hits one high. Hits it deep. It is out of here.
All right. Barry Bonds hit his 756th career home run, breaking Hank Aaron's long-standing MLB record. Bond ended his career with 762 and still sits at the top of the leaderboard in that regard. Our football insider, Dave Naylor, up next on the Green Zone. We're talking smelling salts. This is 980 CGME and 650 CKOM.